At least 17 women have won seats on city councils in Saudi Arabia in historic elections. The elections on Saturday were the first open to women voters and candidates in the kingdom's history. Elections of any kind are rare in Saudi Arabia. This was only the third time people were able to vote for representatives on city councils. In 2011, the kingdom's ruler, King Abdullah, said women would be able to vote. Abdullah died in January. He was replaced by King Salman. On Saturday, the U.S. State Department called the elections historic. It said the participation of women represents an important step forward in Saudi Arabia toward a more inclusive electoral process that will ensure all citizens are represented in a government accountable to all Saudi citizens. Salma bint Hizab al-Otaibi won a council seat in Madraka, a city about 150 kilometers north of Mecca. She defeated 7 men and 2 women for the position. There were 6,000 candidates for 2,000 positions open, reported Human Rights Watch. 900 of those candidates were women. It said distant registration centers made it difficult for some women to register. Also, many women in Saudi Arabia do not have identification documents. Those documents are needed to register and vote. Still, Saudi officials said about 130,000 women registered to vote. That is about 10% of the number of men who are registered. Sarah Lee Whitson is the Middle East Director for Human Rights Watch. She noted that it is difficult for women to participate and build on this progress to create momentum for further women's rights reforms in Saudi Arabia. She said that is because of the continuing political and cultural separation of women and men in the country. I'm Mario Ritter.